USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A key Senate panel deadlocked Tuesday on sweeping Democrat legislation to overhaul elections after an hours-long debate. The Senate Rules Committee evenly split 9-9 on the For the People Act, the top legislative priority for Democrats heading into the 2022 elections. Though the tie means Democrats are not able to formally advance the bill to the floor, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vows to try again. Colonial Pipeline may have been using an outdated version of Microsoft Exchange when it was targeted by a ransomware attack last week, causing the pipeline to shut down. A forensic report noted that the most likely culprit was the vulnerable Microsoft Exchange software. Researchers characterized the pipeline operation as an overall lack of cybersecurity sophistication. A federal judge has dismissed the National Rifle Association's bankruptcy case, leaving the gun rights group to face a lawsuit from New York State. Judge Hale said the case was not filed in good faith. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
As the Biden administration continues to ask for support for the massive infrastructure overhaul bill, last week's pipeline cyber attack has lawmakers thinking this would be a great time to address cybersecurity. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A group of six Republican senators are set to meet with President Biden on Thursday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo will be a part of the meeting and tells Fox News that in the wake of the cyber attack against the Colonial Pipeline, any infrastructure bill should prioritize protecting vital infrastructure from similar attacks.
So I think we got to prioritize this. I think this should be, we did this in the water bill that we passed 2 weeks ago, because remember there was an incident in Florida where somebody tried to get into the water system to taint it. And so we know that we put more cybersecurity money into our water systems in that bill. We need to do the same for all of our transportation and infrastructure packages.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, who lost support from fellow GOP leaders in recent weeks, amid a public feud with former President Trump, said her stand was driven by a reverence for the rule of law.
Today we face a threat America has never seen before. A former president who provoked a violent attack on this Capitol in an effort to steal the election has resumed his aggressive effort to convince Americans that the election was stolen from him. He risks inciting further violence. Millions of Americans have been misled by the former president. They have heard only his words, but not the truth, as he continues to undermine our democratic process, sowing seeds of doubt about whether democracy really works at all. I am a conservative Republican, and the most conservative of conservative principles is reverence for the rule of law. The Electoral College has voted. More than 60 state and federal courts, including multiple judges the former president appointed, have rejected his claim.
A vote is expected Wednesday to remove her from the role of House Republican Conference Chair, the number three position in the Grand Ole Party. Republican gubernatorial candidate in California, Caitlyn Jenner, told news outlets this week that she never voted for president in the November 2020 election and opted to golf instead. Los Angeles County records show she actually did cast a ballot last fall. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.